by the way, today we have Tim Alexander here for our news blog. We have a question hanging over from hour two from Wes. And I'm not sure exactly what your question is saying. It's something about cannabis. Wes, try to be brief in your question or your statement. What is it?
Yes, Dr. Deagle, holy anointing oil in Exodus 30, 22-23. It calls for 6 pounds of cannabis balsam. And what I'm reading here is that it should have been translated cannabis. Cannabis balsam should have been cannabis. Do you know anything? You want to comment as well on the history and medicine of cannabis?
I'll try to keep it brief. We could do a whole program on it. Let me explain. In my mother's home country of Lebanon, if you become a user of cannabis on a regular basis, they have a proxy funeral for you, and they have a little box that's about a foot long, and they bury it as if you're dead. So they treat drug addiction as if you actually physically died and no longer a member of their family. So drug addiction is not treated as a good thing in the Middle East, and they've had cannabis and many other drugs there available and herbals for thousands of years. Now, you have to understand, though, that special oils and so on have calming effects, like lavender, etc. And some of these things have a calming effect, especially if they're volatiles as an oil. The problem is the current cannabis, and I know the botanists that actually were working in Vancouver and elsewhere to improve the levels of Delta-9 THC, because I'm a toxicologist as well. I'm certified as a toxicologist to the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners and the federal government, and also certified with the Department of Energy and the federal government and various departments, including CIA. So when you're actually looking at the toxicology, the problem is in all these states that are actually approving cannabis, 7% of the population have genes that on exposure to cannabis will become psychotic. Now, if I did a gene snip analysis, I can tell you who they are. Okay, so most doctors don't have any faint clue that their particular person, with 7% of the population of Colorado exposed to cannabis, now other people on it, it's just going to calm them down because they got different genetics. The problem is the amount of Delta-9 THC is not necessary to have the calming effects or even the therapeutic effects to stop nausea from cancer. So, for example, there's a drug available for 35 years in Canada called Chemet, and it's actually a Delta-9 THC-free powder in capsules that you can buy in the Canadian pharmaceutical specialty from any pharmacy in Canada, and it will actually block the nausea of cancer, chemotherapy, etc., or terminal pain syndromes. So the problem is, you see, that people, there's two groups of people, the lumpers and the splitters. Volatile oils are very helpful, but the problem is we don't want to translate and say that it's all okay. If I had the chance, for example, to measure every person that's in the prison system, one of my favorite movies was the movie Young Frankenstein, and the problem is those people in prison have an abnormal brain. Number one, they probably have abnormal genetics. They have, for example, as we talked about with my son Matthew, who's an expert on the genetics of violent behavior, they have what's called a gene snip polymorphism, so monoamine oxidase 1 in their mitochondria, or a encapsulation of tryptophan gene snip in their main alleles, or they have other genetic predispositions that if they're exposed to things like alcohol, for example, fire water, and specific Indian groups like the Blood Indians I became very familiar with, and the Apache out in Alberta, Canada, or northern United States, some of these people, when you give it to them, they become incredibly violent and impossible to control in the emergency department. I mean, it's unbelievable. So what I want people to understand is cannabis, even if it's in an anointing oil, is probably a volatile thing like lavender. And lavender oil is good. I mean, it lasts for a little while. It's not nearly as good as our Calm Mind Brain Mag, which will last for many hours, because our Calm Mind and Brain Mag actually has myo-inositol, it has GABA, and it has xanthine and L-theanine, so it actually lasts many hours. We also have in Brain Mag magnesium L-threonate, which increases brain magnesium, so it stops seizure activity in the amygdala, the rage control nucleus, and the limbic system of the brain, which are non-motor areas of the brain that cause behavioral problems and psychosis or anxiety, depression. And if you ask the average doctor if they know this stuff, are you kidding me? Of course they don't. And unfortunately, people are lumpers and splitters. They take something like cannabis and say it should be legal everywhere. No, it should. It's my approach that we need to, we need to delegalize it and medicalize all illegal drugs. In other words, I want to know, I don't want people to be arrested and go to prison if they're using a drug, but I want them to be inducted into medical care immediately if we detect it in their urine or their blood. So if someone is using it and I find they've got a gene snip that means that they can become psychotic on marijuana, I want to know that they're being monitored to make sure that psychosis doesn't happen and they don't kill their wife or kids or drive off the highway or try to decide to kill themselves while crashing into someone else's vehicle. I want to know if someone has an alcohol problem or a problem with combination. Usually they're what I call a cocktail of exhaustion and alcohol and other drugs. And we wonder why there's so many deaths in the freeway. It's real simple. Combination of exhaustion, polypharmacy from their doctor's medications, illegal drugs, and now with the added cocktail of marijuana with very high levels of hallucinogenic things like Delta-9 THC. So it's very concerning when I hear unqualified people that make opinions on things and they don't look at the wide range of the effects in their whole culture. We are literally approaching what I call SOMA, which is the drug for the movie 1984 and the book, so that we actually literally narcotize the entire population so they can't think straight, can't believe anything that's right in front of their eyes, and they look at people like us as being the generators of false or fake news. Even if we present facts...
Hold it. Aren't they doing this already? It sounds like it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I want people to understand is if they come on this show and they get exposed to me and my colleagues, like my tag team buddy here, Tim Alexander, we're not going to mess around with the truth. We're going to put you into an intellectual chokehold and slam you to the mat. And we also are going to take issues like whether or not people want to say cannabis is okay and it's being certified as legal. I want it legal in California, but I don't want it legal without medicalization, which means I want everybody tested with urine so that school kids or university kids or teachers or drivers of vehicles. And I saw so many freaking accidents where somebody got a forklift shoved in their chest because somebody was taking marijuana on a work site or alcohol and marijuana or illegal drugs or PCP or whatever the hell they had mixed with it and ended up with an industrial accident and killed someone or maimed themselves. And it's disturbing. It's because the globalists want us all in this narcotized, stupid matrix where we only accept their news. We only accept their versions of the Bible. And again, remember, I don't have a hell of a lot of respect for any Christian leaders of any faith because they never want to go all the way in terms of analysis of the truth. And that includes most of the so-called Christian pastors in America. And I make their sarcastic joke that even in America, Satan is a card-carrying Christian. Okay? So you may be offended by that, but the fact is that we need to start getting real and using logic because Jesus was the most logical person on earth. He basically that's why he overthrew the money carts in the temple. Like, what are you doing selling in dispensations? And so they can buy a dove or something so that they can have their sins taken away. You know? So, that's my kind of a quick thing on cannabis. I'm very much for medicalizing it. In other words, I believe in things like needle exchanges, but what I want to do is I want to grab these people. I want to get them into care in a facility. I want to make sure that people are walking around the streets aren't walking around in a daze. If you go to places that have done this, like Portland, Oregon, or San Francisco, or these other cities, it's disgusting. You get all these homeless people that are spaced out of their mind, young people that are just floating in a fugue state. It's disturbing. And, of course, this is all end time stuff. This is like the end of the age. They're ready to actually name
man, what were we talking about, man?
Yeah, right. Huh? That's pretty good. This is exactly, the reason why they have a curved wall around the slaughterhouse is so the sheep and the cattle don't know that at the end of it they're going to be hanging by their hooves and their head's going to be taken off as they're being disemboweled.
Yeah.
And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're just exaggerating. I said, you know what? If you knew what I knew, your heart would stop. But I'm not going to tell you because I'm not that unkind. But I want you to understand that I'm your big brother, and I do know. And damn it, you better listen to me, or you're going to suffer and die prematurely.
We have hope, Dr. Bill, because Trump is coming into power. But I want to tell you, across the board, there is a matrix that's being expanded that is designed to enslave us all. Give you an example.
I want you to expand that because, by the way, after the show, I'm going to do a show with Jim Fetzer, and he's actually posited the statement which he did yesterday that freaked me out completely. I mean, it's tough to freak me out, okay? But he managed to do it yesterday. But he said, before Inauguration Day, which is now 10 days away, that they're going to try to do something through Homeland Security that's now sees the election process to actually preempt the election. I think, oh my God, do they realize what will happen?
No.
Now, if it won't work, but if they actually did it, there'll be a hot revolution in a lot of these so-called police and other military that try to pull this stuff off. They're going to end up so damn dead so quick they can't imagine.
Our commander-in-chief within the last 48 hours had a little ceremony in the stadium, saying goodbye to the Defense Department and the military. Almost every seat was vacant. It was an absolute joke. The military hates Trump. Not just the officer corps.
Not Trump. You mean Obama. Obama, you got it mixed up.
Obama.
Actually, I got a new name for him now. Now that he's heading out, and I've said this before, but I call him the Abomination. The Abomination that desolates. I mean, this is the worst piece of human trash that's ever walked. And the man is totally a fake. He's got a fake family. He's not an American. He's got a fake relationship with his Mike.
Well, I'll tell you, he has. You know, when you run for president, you expect them to throw everything at you. But when the election is over and you've won, you expect it to be over. And it's been anything but over. And I've got a few things I want to talk about today.
Yeah, let's get into that.
I figured out that. I'll tell you, they're mooning Trump day in and day out in the most ridiculous. It's never been anything like this, at least in living memory in the United States.
Well, look at Meryl Streep. Look at Meryl Streep over at the Golden Globe Awards. I mean, who the hell do you think you are?
She's an actress. She can go take a flying jump for all I care. But I want to tell you, these people in power like Trump and Hillary and her people and some people in Congress, they have crapped on Trump, and I hope he goes after him. And there are some people high up inside the Trump administration that have said, because of the way they've continued to attack him after the election, that all bets are off. And we will see. But, by the way, in the hearings today, Sessions has said he will recuse himself from any decision on going after Hillary and any prosecution of Hillary. But that's just himself, okay? Now, I think that Mr. Obama, or whatever his real name is, and his wife, assuming that she is a female, which is questionable, they may be in some serious trouble. And so is Hillary, and maybe even not only her husband, but the Bushes. These people are all criminals and murderers, and they have a lot to pay for. And on one hand, I don't think Trump wants to establish a set of precedents of going after former presidents, but on the other hand, the stuff that they've pulled and continue to pull is
Tim, unless you go after these previous presidents and their cadres inside various departments in the government, you're never going to fix the problem.
Give me an example.
I remember one of my buddies who was a surgeon who was trained at Texas A&M, Dr. S.T. Norvell. And back when I was a young guy, I could hold my bladder for many hours, right? So when S.T. would do
it... No, it doesn't work when you get older, but go ahead.
No, when you're younger, you can do it. You can have the eyeballs lean forward, and you can see a yellow line in your eyeball, and you can still stand there. Anyway, I remember assisting Dr. S.T., and we're doing a clean-out of a guy that had malignant melanoma, and it spread everywhere. I mean, you're doing a node dissection. He doesn't screw around. He's pulling every node along the paracolic gutters and the abdomen and everywhere. I mean, like hours and hours and hours of node dissection right after you do the methylene blue test. And so the average person do an hour and a half. He would do a 6 or 7 hour surgery to try to get all the damn nodes out. And I can tell you that Trump is going to do the same thing with the economy. He's going to start going systematically and cleaning out. He's not just going to empty the swamp. He's going to fumigate the swamp. It's going to get mind-boggling.
The reason why they're running scared. We're about to go on a commercial here.
Yeah.
But let me. The Washington Post, which is owned by anti-Trump super billionaire Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, has suggested a constitutional coup is necessary to remove the quote ignoramus deadbeat end quote Donald Trump from office.
You know what? You know what's going to happen to Mr. Bezos?
The 25th Amendment.
And I've ordered things on Amazon, and I appreciate some of the service. But to be honest with you, Mr. Bezos, you're going to get your butt kicked. Now, well, the first thing is
not only that, but do you know that the market value of Amazon is $355.9 billion? Now, that's considerably greater than Walmart, Target, Macy's, Best Buy, Kohl's, Nordstrom, JCPenney, and Sears combined.
Yeah, well, okay, let me finish my statement, Tim, okay? Please don't interrupt, but this is important. Mr. Bezos has made statements that are so bold against Trump, and there's several ways Trump's going to take him down. The first thing is restraint of trade. Now, I have an Amazon seller's account because there's a few things like, you know, the Sinew Pulse Elite and other things I want people to get to clean their teeth, like the Hydro Floss, or let's say some juicing things. And it's easy to just kind of go to an Amazon store. But I don't appreciate the Amazon seller thing where you got to sell at a lower price on their website than anywhere. You got to literally hand over exclusive control to these guys. They're predatory. And Amazon is going to get smashed for predatory control of the marketplace. They are, okay? They're now even talking about building fleets of these drones to literally fly anything, including cars, if you wanted to have a car land in your front yard. Amazon, this guy is a megalomaniac, okay? And you got to understand, he's killing every other industry, mom and pop stores. I remember when I was a kid.
Exactly, but
I used to go down. Let me finish.
You know how he's doing it?
Let me finish. I used to go down when I was 3 and 4 years old to get, you know, my mother, believe it or not, would send me down at 4 years of age to go get her cigarettes at a Creelman's drugstore in Toronto, Nova Scotia, Canada. Okay? So I'd walk down and I got 2 pennies so I can get a bag of penny candy. Aha, for getting the cigarettes. Right? Now, you got to understand, those stores are gone. And if you're an innovator and you develop a new product and you want to get on the marketplace, if you go to Amazon, they'll give you a platform, but they're going to take it over. And Amazon is like this giant monster sucking everything in the world. It's almost like a black hole economically. And that's going to end. And even big guys like Ma, who owns what's called Alibaba, they're the Chinese version of Amazon.
Yes, exactly.
And Mr. Ma, by the way, don't think he's a nice guy. This guy's another dragon, like Jeff Bezos. He's saying he's meeting with Donald Trump to make sure another million jobs. But you got to understand, he wants Alibaba us, just like Bezos wants to control everything in the marketplace. So this game's going to end. It's going to end, and it's going to end with a crash.
The secret. Here's the secret to them. You know, Amazon pays hardly no share. I mean, to their almost no profit. They show a tiny profit. What they have is an insane amount of basically free money, billions. They hire the best minds available in the technology era, and they are, when they move into an area, they take it over. They're looking right now at the whole distribution business, not only with the drones, but they're looking at taking over the business of FedEx. And UPS.
And grocery stores. And they want the damn things to land in your yard or in your driveway.
Well, and you see also...
and they don't treat their drivers, by the way, nice. I've seen the drivers running because they're not allowed to even come up our driveway. They got to run to deliver packages, and they're paying. Why are you doing that? No. I said, why don't you just drive up the driveway? We're not allowed to. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. I mean, this is like, you know...
Oh, yeah. That's the play.
Slavery, I mean, yeah, well, let me tell you, Trump's gonna make it a bad day for Mr. Bezos. He's going to pay.
Well, it needs to be a very bad day for him.
Yeah, it does.
Amazon needs to be broken up.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Example of what Bezos is up to is his recent acquisition of a newspaper and direct connections with the CIA. I happen to know from the inside.
Washington Post is one of the probably two or three top newspapers in the country: New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post.
Right,
you talk about false news, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this Amazon, you know, you have to ask, who is behind Jeff, okay? More than that, Amazon has become a major tentacle in this globalist octopus that is sucking up money everywhere. But what people don't put everything together, okay, children born today almost certainly will never learn how to drive a vehicle. In 5 years, probably a majority of vehicles sold will be self-drive. They'll have the self-drive option.
You're probably,
Eventually
you won't even own a car. You'll just hit some button on your phone and it'll go to your GPS.
Exactly. But now think about that for a second. You see, there's freedom. You get in your car, you want to go somewhere, you go. But if you don't own that car, and of course Amazon can ban you from carrying a weapon even though you may have a carry permit, they'll track you. If for some reason the government says, you need to stay home, you're causing trouble, you've spoken out against us, well, you may not have a ride. and you may not have an option to get a ride.
Right.
That's called slavery. Give you an example. When I grew up, our home was quite a ways from the airport, but it was over the flight path that light planes took. And all the time growing up, we would hear little light planes going overhead. Now, while there are still privately owned planes and light planes, very few, it was my parents' house, now it's my brother's house, you don't hardly ever hear a light plane going overhead because they priced it out of the market for middle-class people. How they did that was they allowed, through the courts, lawyers to go after a aircraft manufacturer 34 years after they built a plane. The plane crashed. They allowed them to sue them for enormous sums, okay? And we're talking about like a little Cessna, Piper, or whatever. And it just about put them all out of business. And finally, they limited that, but it's still quite high. So the most popular light plane today, and a buddy of mine has one, is a Cirrus. It's a great little plane. It's a single engine, normally aspirated, or you can get a turbocharged model. Fixed landing gear, basically four adults or two adults in the front, three kids in the back. It's a great airplane. It's now owned by a Chinese company. $850,000 for the turbocharged model, $750,000 for properly equipped but not non-turbocharged model. $750 million.
A million dollars.
Now, the average person cannot afford that.
Yeah.
So you see very few planes flying around. And the per hour cost are almost $250 per hour. Plus,
I used to fly small planes with my uncles, Jack Nyman, my cousin. I still had a couple of planes, but my grandfather started with the Halifax Flying Club. And back then, it was very doable for him to actually own a number of small planes, we call float planes that go on a lake. Now, this is an example of what we're talking about here. Mr. Ma just met with Donald Trump, and he's smiling because he's going to make a million jobs. You got to understand, with Mr. Ma in China running Alibaba and Jeff Bezos, these are narcissistic billionaires with an agenda. And they think just because
those jobs will be at the expense of a couple million real jobs.
Yeah, let me use a little metaphor here. I'm so rich, I must be right. In other words, I'm your dictator because I'm so damn rich. I must be really right.
Well, I think Jeff may have some problems ahead.
I think Jeff's going to have a comment.
Just a guess.
He's going to get a financial spanking this year by Donald. It's not going to be funny.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Out on several timelines. Number one, let's say these maniacs decide that they're going to assassinate, say, Donald Trump, or Donald Trump and Mike Pence. The movement's not going to stop. If anything, it's going to energize. Number two, we'll immediately arrest all these globalists, including Mr. Bezos, and guys that presumably is going to get in because he's now going to try to be buddies with Trump, Mr. Ma from China, who's creepy. And you have to understand that the globalists are actually like the Rothschilds, and Mr. Soros, who lives in upstate New York. This maniac needs to be immediately arrested for his support of Black Lives Matter, which is BS, and MoveOn.org. It needs to stop. We already have enough information from Project Veritas.
Let me tell you, and I could sit down in 2 hours and come up with a list of probably a large number of felonies under federal law that Mr. Soros could be indicted for.
Right. So here's where I think things are going to happen. And I know that the Trump's not naive in terms of Mr. Putin, okay? Mr. Putin, and let's just draw it out, it's better to have good relationships even if Putin is a mafia don. Remember, he's got $40 billion in the bank, in Western banks. He has assassinated his opponents, but his opponents have tried to kill him, okay? More than a dozen times. People need to know that.
He's helped Russia.
Right.
You know
he's
what?
Also,
the
by the way, he's also an Orthodox.
Any political leader.
Remember now,
any political leader is what
let me finish
him.
Let me finish.
Okay.
He's a dual person. In other words, he is considered almost like a Saint Paul of Russian Orthodox Christianity. On the other hand, there's a dark side. If you cross Putin, just like if you cross Dr. Deagle, and people say, even my wife has said, you can't say that on the air, but I damn well will. If I know you're coming like the movie Predator, and I know you're coming to hurt me or hurt my family, I'll blow your friggin' head off before I say hello 150 yards away. Now, I do mean
that. Well, that's a way to say hello.
And I want you to understand that I'm your best buddy, and I'll help you to recover in your relatives from cancer and heart disease free. But if you try to harm me or my family, that includes government agents or special op, I'm going to kill you so fast. And if I think the government's going to try to seize all our guns, I'll release technology that's a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. You can go to your garage, your hardware store, and make it, and it's a lot more dangerous than regular old guns. So let me tell you here, and you take notice, Meryl Streep and Jeff Bezos and anybody else who's a globalist, you piss us off, you'd be better off to have the devil after you than us, because we're going to take you down. Yeah.
Going back to Putin, okay, you realize that the czars were the richest people on Earth. That's why the globalists, one of the reasons they had to take him out first. The czar was the richest man on Earth, and he had the largest continuous land empire on Earth.
Right.
And that's why they killed him, his wife, and his son and heir, and all of his daughters. And it was very brutal. Now, the center.
By the way, that was a British operation. That was a British operation.
It was a Rothschild operation. Yeah. But the Rothschilds were an arm of the Rothschild Empire.
Let me finish. Since the Napoleonic Wars, when they actually had their own false news thing, and they said the stocks are going to drop and Napoleon was going to win, the Rothschilds took over the British banks, and even most of the royalty now in Britain are Rothschild bloodlines, okay? That's the facts. Whether you want to believe it or not, tough on you. And you're a historian and an expert on lineage. It's a fact that all the current so-called royalty in Britain are all Rothschilds, right?
Well...
Yes.
Prince William brother.
Yes, sir.
I would say all, but
it's
going to
choke
part,
on
yes.
you, Tim.
Because Princess Di was Rothschild on both sides.
There you go.
Princess Di was Rothschild
the answer
on
is
both sides.
Yes. The answer is
yeah,
yes.
Well,
now, yes. Now, the reason why I say that is you have to understand that the globalist dragons, remember, they literally referred. You know, Diana actually referred to the queen as the chief reptile. Do you know that? She actually referred to her as the chief reptile?
Well...
She actually said it in her own statements and writings and everything, in her own journal, okay? So, you have to understand...
I've had a lot of dealings with the queen.
Yeah.
On a personal basis. But here's the thing. It's not been announced who the U.S. ambassador to the Court of St. James is going to be. There's been a rumor of a certain person, fine person, but a big donor. Traditionally, that seat goes to one of the biggest donors to the president's campaign. That goes back even before President Kennedy's father.
Right.
It goes way back. Now, I think, considering everything that's going on and the battle that Trump has with the globalists, I think he needs to put somebody in as ambassador to the Court of St. James that knows how to take these guys on. Because essentially, see, that's the Rothschild capital. That's where the House of Rothschild is based. And these are the people that bring us all the wars, the economic depressions,
you're talking about
the Muslims,
the whole bit. You talk about the legal one-square-mile city of London down near Canary Plaza.
But beyond that, I mean, this is where the global banking cartel, if you want to name one city that is their capital, it's London.
Yeah.
And the ambassador there is going to have to be a tough SOB who knows the lay of the land and can take them on. Trump either puts them in a box or they will kill him.
Here's the Trump now. Trump's been dealing with New York City with the toughest characters on Earth in terms of real estate, and he's not an idiot. Now, you got to understand.
I know that.
These maniacs think that they're going to do everything. When Jeff Bezos is making this 25th Amendment statement, I think it's actionable. He should be arrested. That's my feeling. Jeff Bezos has no right to be making statements of a newly elected president. They don't even give him a chance. Like, say, okay, give him 6 months, 2 years, see if he screws up, and then criticize him. Let him do his stuff. You know what? If he doesn't fix the economy, we're going to have social chaos. We got 105 million people that don't have jobs or not in the workforce, and they still
don't care.
Under 5% unemployment. Like, are you kidding me? You're saving on less than 5% unemployment and 105 million people out of a third of our entire population, not just childhood and adults, are not even in the workforce, and you're saying you got under 5%? Are you crazy? It's like somebody smacking you in the side of the head with a 2x4 and saying that they didn't touch
you. Third-grade math. They missed third-grade
math. It's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, we're not going to accept this BS. We're not going to do it. And the fact that Bezos is making these statements means he's in panic city. He knows that his big empire is going to get broken up. And Mr. Ma's not going to get his little game to be able to play with America like a toy either, okay? What we need is a resurgence of mom-and-pop businesses on the street corners. We need to have a situation where they break up these giant monopolies so that people can market online.
Big box stores need to go.
Yeah, exactly. What we need to do is
when you see a Walmart, for example, that comes into town, one person at that Walmart store called the director, the head manager, he makes a decent income. The assistant managers hardly are surviving. They don't make much. And everybody else, well, they help. They give them instructions on how to apply for food stamps. Their Walmart employees are subsidized by the food stamp program from the federal government.
That's crazy.
And you know what? And they shut down. They put thousands and thousands of middle-class and upper-middle-class store owners out of business, mom-and-pop stores. That needs to end.
Right.
Are we on break?
No, actually, we're not. We're live.
Okay.
So they actually can hear.
I can't always hear the bumper.
They can hear you pontificating. No, the bumper's in your head. I'm just kidding. Tim, listen. I think people need to grasp the moment. We're literally approaching 100 days. I was watching on Fox, and there's going to be a show called 100 Days. Let's give Trump the chance. Let's pray for him that this is grace. And by the way, it's not just for America. This is for Aussies and New Zealanders and Germans and French and South Africaners and Nigerians.
People in Europe know it.
Right. For example, Boko Haram, which is this frigging crazy Muslim group grabbing these young girls 2 years ago in Nigeria, they need to know that Trump is on their march. They need to know these drug cartels, that we're going to see special forces and Delta forces swooping and killing your ass in Mexico and Central and South America. We need to know that these guys, these Muslim extremists, we're going to come in and we're going to fry you inside your own skin. And I don't care what part of the country, you can be in the middle of an Antarctic.
Do you have a problem with that?
We're going to kill you. We're not going to play games at Canasta with you. We're not going to play shuffleboard.
And
we're going to
American dollars and support won't be going to support ISIS. ISIS needs to die.
You know, today on Drudge, Erdogan is again accusing America with supporting ISIS. And this is this frigging maniac Obama. Again, further support here. Turkey, a NATO ally, continues to accuse the U.S. of supporting ISIS. That's in
Alex Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused his NATO ally.
I don't care for the Turkish president, but on that he is speaking the truth for once. We know that ISIS was created by the United States.
Let me quote. It's very clear we have confirmed evidence with pictures, photos, and videos, the Turkish president added. State Department spokesman Mark Toner responded with issue marks that day by calling them ludicrous. Listen, Mark Toner, you son of a bitch need to go to prison for telling the public lies like this to put American people in danger so that they die, or doing false flags. And we talked about this with Jim Fetzer. False flags all over the damn place where you falsely pretend you're murdering people so you can get our guns. Let me tell you, you're going to get our guns all right. You're going to get our guns one bullet at a time, or much dangerous than guns, if you think you're going to take us over and start tyranny. And the whole idea of going to a cashless system, by the way, like in India and elsewhere, this is so they eventually can shove us into a matrix where we don't even own a vehicle.
That's another aspect of a total matrix control system. And India is the
beta test
for... Everybody in India is being photographed, fingerprinted, and facial recognition software being used. Everybody, all a billion plus people.
And now they're going to cashless society.
That's the global beta test.
Do you know why they're doing it in India?
because they plan on doing it here.
No, they'd be a real simple answer. Our cabin steward, when we went on our little cruise a few months ago, we went on a five-day cruise down to Cabo, was from Goa. Now, the Goa Indians, 95% of the people in Goa, which is also of their giant capital there, it used to be what called...
New Delhi. It was New Delhi. Portuguese territory. Until
95% of the people in Goa are Roman Catholic Christians, and they understand the Book of Revelation. In fact, I had talked extensively with this young man. Okay? So they, other than that, the Hindus and the Buddhists and so on, they don't have a freaking clue about the end times. So it's easy to test it on these people because they don't have a clue that this is actually, they're marching literally into the maw of a world global matrix where these poor people in India are going to die because they're completely ignorant of the end times. Now the Goa Indians, it's also New Delhi, India, they know the difference. But they're an anomaly. And these are Roman Catholic Portuguese, because they were settled several hundred years ago.
Yeah, it was a Portuguese colony for all
right, and they know, actually, when I talked to this young man, this is not a stupid Catholic. This is a smart Catholic. He understands what's going on. He also knows that this Pope is a devil. This current Pope is a freaking devil. Okay?
He's a Jesuit. I just
disgusting.
Drove past a mansion on the way in. I went to lunch with my pastor, and I was pointing out that this particular family, they had two or three secretaries of state in their background, and Foster Dulles, him and his brother, one was Secretary of State, one was the first head of the CIA, and right. Cardinal Dulles, who of course was appointed cardinal because he was a great theologian, had nothing to do with the fact that he was nephew to the founder of the CIA.
You are a master at sarcasm, aren't you?
Look, we're taking these globalists on. That's what Trump's election was all about. We can't weaken now because the game isn't over. We put our boy in the White House, a few days, in 10 days, assuming we can keep him alive. Remember, they tried to kill Reagan about 63 days, something like that, into his presidency, and almost succeeded. And Reagan wasn't exactly, an enemy to him, but they wanted Georgie the First in, and they almost got by with it.
Eventually, when they put a gut shot to Trump and Pence.
By the way, Pence is no longer governor of Indiana. Yesterday, Holcomb, his replacement, was sworn in as governor. He flew from Indianapolis to D.C. on Air Force Two.
Right.
And, of course, in 10 days, he'll be sworn in as vice president of the United States. He's a boy from Southern Indiana, just like me.
Unless Jeffy Bezos has his way.
Well, Bezos can go to hell. And I'm sure he will.
If Bezos has his way, it's the last friggin' thing I'll buy from Amazon. I'm shutting the buggers down.
There are some firms I don't like.
I'm actually praying that Bezos gets an financial spanking and his corporation gets chomped on and can't literally try to control the whole marketplace. And we see that,
the globalists are using capitalism, they're perverting it to create a form of communism where a handful of people themselves control everything and everybody. And if you get out of line, poop! Your money disappears. You can't even have food. There's no car available to you. There's no transportation. And then they can do whatever they want. They're setting up an enslavement system for the human race.
Well, that's why we have credit bars, which is...
I vote no on that. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, the problem
rather be dead than live in that system, by the way.
Well, how they say AD and BC? I like to use the term BM and AM. Before the Matrix and after the Matrix. AM.
Actually, a lot of them don't say that anymore. They say before the current era and CE for current years because they don't want to say Abadamina in the year of our Lord.
I'm talking about 2,000 years ago. I'm talking about in the near future. So we're in what's called the we're called in the BM. We're in the before the matrix years. I don't know when zero year is. But believe me, these maniacs would like to do it in the first term of Donald Trump.
Well, they're full of BM, but...
That's why I like the term BM. They're full of it. pretty funny. Back in a moment, Tim. Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tim, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon in the third hour again. Kind of the firing line will actually be this Thursday, so if you have questions, get your questions into to Michelle right away, because the third hour Thursday will be the firing line, not Friday. Michelle will be away over the weekend. She'll be back for Monday, so the regular show will be back next Friday of next week. Tim, you know, we do this dialogue so that we can kind of wake people up, and the most important thing I tell people is they have to own the truth, which means you need to do three things. You need to ask better questions, you need to pray on what you've been exposed to, and you need to start acting. And by the way, that's not just accepting the fact that Donald Trump is there, but also becoming the Donald Trump of your own home, which is get involved with Carrot Bars, get yourself on nutraceuticals and a better lifestyle, diet, and exercise program, get yourself healthier, get yourself wealthier, get yourself ready to have a plan B in case things fly apart. Because I guarantee you that the forces of evil against Donald Trump and against you and me and Tim Alexander and all the other good Americans and good people and nations around the world, the devil is coming as a mass, what I call, eugenicist and galactic abortionist to abort most of the human race. And if you think this is a future thing generations from now, you're wrong. Literally, within our lifetime, within the next decade, we're going to see the unfolding of a level of evil that's never been on the planet, as it says in the Bible, shall never rise again. And by the way, there's no such thing as a millennium where 1,000 years from now the devil's going to get let out to cause more havoc to God's people. It's over. And that overness is going to happen very, very soon, which means God is preparing his bride. And that he's preparing them by things like this show. We're talking to the
believers. That's actually the Orthodox Church position, by the way. They say when he comes back, it's final.
It's final. There's no such thing as a millennium or as all this other crap. It's not going to happen, okay? We've had 2 millennium of grace. We've ruled and reigned, and if you don't think that we as Christians are ruling and reigning with Jesus right now, you're delusional. The fact is, unfortunately, much of the church basically is not taking their power and their scepter and acting with the authority of the Most High God. I do, and I'm not perfect by the way, any means. Remember, God rules through sinners that do his will. It's called Shema, hear and do God's will. He doesn't rule by saints that are perfect. He rules by sinners that come to God in grace, and God says, you know what, I'll power wash all the evil off you, I'll transplant my body to you, I will make you a whole person, I will make you a son or daughter of the Most High. And we, collectively, are the bride of God. We are the queen of heaven, collectively. That's why he says, I'm returning for my bride. That's us, the Philadelphia Christians that are aware and awake and want a civilization 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 years from now that gives God children. We are the collective bride of the Most High. And we need to take
well,
that
we have Well, we have to get right and tune in with God. We have an opportunity here with Trump, but we can't sit on our butts and be couch potatoes. We have to be very proactive.
Exactly.
Now. We have
exactly
to help
exactly
him. We have to fight for our future. Our future is going to be very short.
Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for good advisors. Pray that we get involved, not just perfectly sit on the sidelines and clap for them. Pray that we become the Trump for our family. Pray that we hear and do God's will, because the only source of good is to do what God says is right. Everything else is, by definition, evil. Thank you, Tim. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Tomorrow, first hour, Artie Schlanger from Berlin.
God bless.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.